the searchlights glare past moments of centuries. Junkie oblivion, forever forget.
Thank you. Yeah, there you go. That's brand new. So new. Smell that? Yeah, that's brand new. Peter Murphy, the guy from Bauhaus. Again, a couple good songs. This album should have been just one song. The rest of this album, Silver Shade, a lot of, That song is really good, though. Silver Shade, new from Peter Murphy. Before that, we heard the song Kink by the Archie Bronson Outfit. And then we heard Alan Vega, the amazing Alan Vega, the guy half of Suicide, the band Suicide, who really started basically trans, you know, like the trance rock and roll, the real trance rock and roll. Video Babe, and an incredible find, The Royal Assassin, Song of a Bullet. Whew, that's a dilly, Mo. So I want to just acknowledge one more time these fabulous greeting cards I got. I'd like to thank Rhino. Like to thank Rhino and his pals, and there we go. I guess they work at the Incline, or they at the Incline, or they live on the Incline. Who knows where a lot of these guys come from? And I'd like to thank Hap, once again Hap, and I'd like to thank Mikey, and I'd like to thank all you guys. But now it's time to throw them into the trash. Now you know you think, ooh, that's brutal. You send the car. How long do you hang on to something? How long do you hang on to something? I mean, I'm going to put this in a drawer somewhere. Oh, these are cards I got and today is, of course, January 23rd, 2026. These are cards that I got and looked at January the 23rd, 2026. All right? And then I'm going to put it somewhere. And then it goes with all this other stuff. There's a time where you kind of, you know, when you're so bored, you actually go, well, let me look what's in this closet. Or let me look what's in these drawers. And it's depressing. Why do I have that? Why was I saving the wheel off of this old dresser drawer? What even is this plastic thing? And it gets to the point where it just reminds me of like when you're cleaning out an old person's house after they croak or get put in the nursing home. You know, you go in there, why did they save all these Radio Shack coupons? What is this old book? What is all this old stuff? You're saving things so someone else can throw them away when you die just because you don't want to depart with them. I think that is just an incredible part of the hunter-gatherer. You're huntering, you gather, then you just got to let it go. You just got to say, okay, I've experienced this. I've looked at it. I've acknowledged it. I have one box. I just have one box of stuff, a little box of stuff. It's stuff from when I was doing comedy and then in the 80s and 90s. Stuff when I was writing some theater stuff. A few old newspaper clippings. Some clippings, some photographs of some folks, just random folks. Photographs of, you know, performance stuff. Just a small little box. That's it. And you know, that's cool. A few newspaper things. I do. I think I still have. I wrote some comedy stuff for the newspaper in high school, which was pretty ridiculous, which was awful. But I saved it. So how did that little tiny, tiny thing, someone else can throw that out. But when you look at the volume of garbage that most people have, you know, people that just save old Christmas cards, save wrapping paper. They save all the bows and ribbons, you know, and then they get all crunched up and unusable. The worst is bags. People saving plastic bags. You know, everything ends up in a landfill. There's no special place where things go. When you put stuff in the garbage, it goes to another place. If you put something where, and basically either you're going to throw it out or someone else is going to throw it out for you when you're not around anymore. It's just stuff. It is just stuff. That's how I feel about records. That's how I feel about it. It's just stuff. What is the difference between like, oh, let me put the needle on this thing and press this button. Okay, let me put this tape in here and press this button. Let me put this other thing in here and press this button. Let me go over a computer and press this button. There's no difference in that whatsoever. There is no, I just cannot stand the elitism with record collectors. And they always make it look cool, too. You know, you ever watch a movie or something? You go, oh, then this girl's in this beautiful apartment, and she's going to put on some vinyl. Really? I don't know how the vinyl industry actually made this boomerang, and I'll tell you why. Y2K. Once again, Y2K. If you look at, I really think that Y2K reset all, we're living in a computer simulation, okay? And Y2K was this weird glitch that we hit, and it basically is throwing us into a loop. If you look at the cultural loop, there's no new musics. It's a rehash. It's a loop. There's no new artwork. It's a rehash. It's a loop. There's no new ideas. It's all a loop. It's all a loop. It's all a loop. It's all a loop. And I think that is an interesting way to look at things. That is why time has gone so weird from 2000 to 2025. It is a blur. I remember 70s to 80s was this trudge. 60s to 70s was like this, oh, it's the decade. Now it's like, oh, this album's from like 20 years ago. Well, that just sounds like it was from yesterday. That's why I think Y2K, we hit this computer simulation loop. That's why there's no ideas. We figured it out, friends. We figured it out. But you know what? You know what? The world, you know what isn't going to change? And that is polka music. Oh, that little bright spot in everyone, in your DNA, that smiles, even ironically, when they hear a polka tune. And I love Doggy Doggy Polka by the Polkaholics.
I had a girlfriend, she hugged and kissed me, but did not miss me when I went away. She said, dear Georgie, you're nice and cozy. Big clown, doggy licked my chin, my only
looked at him and said, yes, you can. Hey, I want to drive the Zamboni. Hey, I want to drive the Zamboni. Yes, I do.
Cafe, I blowed out a left tennis shoe, but lucky I had my cold patches with me. Smoothed a menu with a loaded. They had steak sandwich, chicken salad, bacon, tomato, lettuce, made barbecue, mint, cheese, toast, cheese, hamburger, cheeseburger, cone, lager, goose, ever, cream, day, belly, bear, color, tamboy, steak, cold plate, ham, ram, lamb, beef, bun, and bat. Goof off, mood, and tear me up.
After the show, be sure and drag to the Rocker Club and dance to the music of Joe Banana and his bunch with music with appeal. Playing and singing their smash hit, Grandma's a total stranger since she got her nose caught in the record changer. Now there'll be free pink tea for the ladies and Zuzu crackers for the men. Keep on goofing, horse fly, cause you's on candy camera.
Man, I feel so unnecessary. I wonder how things are in Guacamole. Do you need money? Send your hot rod, your record player, and your charm station to station G-O-O-L. And we will cheerfully send you 50 cents cash. And if you're not completely dissatisfied, your money will be grudgingly refunded. Keep on flipping, smooth.
Lately, I've noticed it's hotter in the city than it is in the summer. And it's colder in the winter than it is in the country. Like 30 days have September, April, June, and no wonder. All the rest like peanut brittle except my mother-in-law, and she rides around on a tricycle. Ain't nothing to it, just go and do it, horse fly.
Smooth, 6 months ago, I couldn't even spell the word drum. Now I are one. And man, all drummers are broke. Have you got 2 tens for five, or 2 dimes for a nickel, or a change for $1.35, or just leave me $1.50 for a cup of coffee? Well, let me have a solid quarter, man. Speaking of money, where can I buy the one-way ticket to Archie Butler? Or can you get that from here? Educate me now. You know we went to different schools together.
Are you all croaked out and all blagged off? I done goofed. Have you tried the new breakfast cereal Goofettes? If you have, use goo like I just did. Switch as many do to cheeseburger on cornbread or a cold possum sandwich on dry wheat toast. But if you want to play it safe, then order 2 scrambled eggs. And the way you want them, man, is on credit. Now keep on goofing, horse fly.
Are you all coked out and all blacked out? Is your face dirty from the lack of washing? If so, try Seco Little Soap O'Shirt. They do the work off without the strain off. And you will say happy days are here again. The only way you can beat it, man, is with a stick. And if you're driving home, be sure you got a car, or you too will be goofing off.
Ah, the joy and the genius of Macy Skipper with Goofing Off. That's some strange-ass B-side to some of my country tune or something. I don't know, but Goofing Off is an amazing, amazing track. And like, and before that, I Want to Drive the Zamboni by the Gear Daddies. You Got the Gamaguchi by the Kingsmen. And the Kingsmen, I don't know who the lead, I'm sure you guys know, somebody knows who the lead singer was. That guy really was like one of the laziest singers ever. Like Louie Louie, the FBI actually had a study. They actually were trying to figure out if there were dirty words he was saying. He's singing it so sloppy on the record, the Kingsmen. And there's actually an FBI study to make sure he wasn't any code words or anything dirty. And that was You Got the Gamaguchi, which was also another cover of the original song. And them just kind of like slopping through it. Man, they had a lot of fun. Yeah. And then we started everything off with Doggy Doggy Polka by the Polkaholics. See, a nice little section of just insanity and joy. The things that just kind of make you, just give you that nice good old feeling, right? Zombo in your brain playing the musical finds and gifts that I have gotten over the past year. Music I discovered in 2025, or that I was out there. I just kind of culled it all together for you. All right, let's get a little bit on the... And I like doing, like, oh, this show's playing all funny stuff. Oh, now it's all, like, prog stuff. Now it's all, that's what I like. I like the sucker punch of spontaneity and, like, wow. Those are really fun, but it's not, like, all one-dimensional. That's what I'm looking at. I couldn't do a one-dimensional show. Like, hey, that's all surf music. Oh, that's nice. Next, hey, this is all rockabilly music. Next, this is all fun music. Next, this is all prog music. Next, this is all, smash it all together. It is like a salad, a nice big salad, all different kind of ingredients, and occasionally you'll find some feces. Needless to say, I have got, we're going to get a little bit on the, some old reissue stuff that I really think deserves your ear. I should tell you something real quick. All right. Okay, how about diabetes? Yeah, that's right. We live down the street, Johnny Diabetes. Mm-hmm. They're a Greek family. 86 million. Now it says over 100 million adults. They just changed this. So since 2018 till now, they got 14 more million adults have pre-diabetes and a risk of type 2 diabetes. Take 1 minute to know where you stand. Do you have diabetes? Take a short online test. Now they got this Ozempic stuff. A couple of people like take it with diabetes stuff. It's like, oh, well, man, I lost 200 pounds. I'm still waiting for like the downside of that. It's kind of, I'm too busy, thinking about movies like The Stuff and things like that, where it's like, oh, look at, or it's the substance. And think like, oh, look at this miracle cure. Then all of a sudden, who knows? Maybe all this Ozempic stuff is turning into those zombies. That's right. That could probably be something. I think we're onto something. Or you're on something. I don't know. I'm not a big advocate of prescription drugs. Not a big advocate of that at all. It's just amazing. It's just like the big difference. This is hilarious. They're putting THC in everything now. There's like THC, like Sody Pop. There's the THC's gummies, then there was Sody Pop, then there's like the gummy bears and the licorice, and it is really, I guess it keeps people from revolting. The French Revolution wouldn't have happened if they had a lot of THC and Pornhub. Maybe it never would have happened. Anyhow, here's a cool reissue. Pink Floyd, the soundtrack from Obscured by Clouds, which is a really interesting record, dark record, but pretty nifty. In your brain, RCT Pittsburgh. Buckle up, dopes.
some of your love. Just give me some of your love. Just give me some of your love, gal. Just give me some of your love. I don't want your Chevrolet. I don't want Chevrolet, yeah. I don't want your Chevrolet. Just give me some of your love, man. Just give me some of your love. If just give me some of your love, man. Just give me some of your love. I'll buy for Mustang. I'll buy you for Mustang. I'll buy you a for Mustang. Just give me some of your love, man. Please just give me some of your love, man. If just give me some of your love, man. If just give me some of your love. Cadillac, I'll buy you Cadillac. I'll buy you a Cadillac. Just give me some of your love, gal. If just give me some of your love. If just give me some of your love, gal. Just give me some of your love. I don't want your Cadillac car with your old shiny black. I don't want your Cadillac. Just give me some of your love, gal. If just give me some of your love, gal. If you just give me some of your love, gal. If you just give me some of your love, gal. Well, I'll buy you sugar cube. I'll buy you sugar cube. I'll buy you a sugar cube. If you just give me some of your love, gal. If you just give me some of your love, gal. If you just give me some of your love, gal. Just give me some of your love, gal. I don't want to go for no trip. I don't want to go for no trip. I don't want to go for no trip. Just give me some of your love. If 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 just give me some of your love.
There you go. That's Pittsburgh's own Silencio. And on that camp, once again, it's that blur of time, starting with Y2K. That was 10 years ago. 2015 is when Silencio's She Bad came out. She's Bad. And I just got a nice new copy of that. That's The Creeper. Great local band that did an homage to David Lynch. Before that, we heard Donovan. Hey, Jip. And we heard the Squirrels doing, they did a whole record in 2000, which was 25 years ago, called The Not So Bright Side of the Moon. They redid the entire Dark Side of the Moon record. It is brilliant, funny, and ridiculous, The Squirrels. And I just got that 25 years late. Reissued, Pink Floyd, Obscured by Clouds. Never saw the movie. I'm sure it's a real snoozer. The end. Let's see here. You want to have some fun here? You do, because you like fun. So first, I got to tell you about a show here. Let's see. Where's the show? Right here. All right. It's Whatever I Like. Want diversity in your musical tastes? Always hunting for fresh tracks and favorite genres? Tune in to something old, something new, something borrowed, some blue blood. Whatever I Like. DJ Kesha. Sundays, 1 p.m. You know? I guess that's what you get. That's the nice thing about RCT is the free-form radio shows. Stuff like this, where it's like a little bit of this, a little bit of that. And just to keep you thinking, you know, you might not like everything you hear, but I don't care. I just think it's important to play. And what else is going on? No, not really. Just the calm before this so-called storm, you know. And it is amazing how people get so prepared and so weird, you know. But, you know, life is something, ain't it? It is something. It is something. And you know, there's always going to be something, you know? It's either Snowmageddon or, you know, and there's so much. There's no shortage of bad things in the world. But sometimes you just got to set that aside, you know? Set it aside. Just, you know, don't forget about it. Just set it aside. And do some living, you know, experience life. Don't get drudged down by this dumb job here, or this stupid person that worked there, or this thing with your family over here, or this financial disaster over here, or this horrible thing that's going on in another part of the world over there. It is, you are surrounded. It's almost like the planet Earth, surrounded by an abyss, surrounded by so much darkness. Be that spark, be that little light. Oh, isn't that, oh my gosh, profound. Be that spark. At least do something. You know, I mean, it might not be more than just lighting your fart, you know, in the great abyss. But you're at least making some light. You're making some light, you know? And that's what it's all about, isn't it? Or is it not? I don't know. Since we've been in this time loop since 2000, I don't know. This is wacky. So right now, we're going to give you a little bit of Mandela effect. And Mandela effect is like when you think one thing was one way, but it's actually another way, but you're not quite sure if it's that way or that way. Right now, I am going to play three songs. These are the original versions. These are the original versions that somebody else recorded, and then, oh, it's their song. It's not their song. Here's some of the original versions. The original version of What's So Funny About Peace, Love, and Understanding by Brinsley Schwartz. And then you'll follow on with some more surprises. Stand there.
stay? And where is the harmony, sweet harmony? 'Cause each time I feel it slipping away, it just makes me want to cry. So what's so funny about peace, love, and understanding?
What's that peace? More peace and love. It's just for the children of the new generation.
Oh,
Yeah, you get the idea. You get the idea. All right, there we go. And so, just to let you know, that is right. That's not a Bob Seger tune. The original band was called Sexy Old Time Rock and Roll. Yeah. Just goes to show when the guy makes a big hit or a band makes a big hit, and you think, man, that's a great song. How come none of their other songs are that good? That's why. Old Time Rock and Roll is a cover. Before that, we heard New York Groove by a band called Hello. Once again, I don't know, Ace Frehley or Paul Stanley, I forget which guy made a kind of a hit out of that. But the original version was by a band called Hello, New York Groove. I don't know, I don't care which Kiss guy. They're all the same, except there's a couple dead, a couple aren't dead. Labs. And then we started out with What's So Funny About Peace, Love, and Understanding by Brinsley Schwartz, which is actually Nick Lowe's. Or like Nick Lowe and a bunch of other... these guys were like the big pub rock players. What's So Funny About Peace, Love, and Understanding, which, of course, Elvis Carstereo made a nice hit out of. So you listen to Zombo right in your brain, and it's more than just old-time rock and roll. It's more than anything else. It is a show to get in your brain and build. It's like going to the. It's like taking your brain to the gym. Like taking your brain to the gym. And Jim goes, I don't know what to do with this guy's brain. What do we got here? Okay. I already told you what makes a community vibrant. What do we got here? According to the National Fire Protection Association, cooking is the second leading cause of resident hall fires. I guess Molotov cocktails are number one. Cooking is the leading cause of fires and related injuries. Never leave your cooking unattended. And if you're using a Molotov cocktail, please use it outside. A grease fire, don't put water on a grease fire or on a Molotov cocktail. Do that, keep that. The water is the worst extinguishing agent to use on a grease fire. So there you go. Don't put water on the grease, on your grease. Or, water, or even on an electric fire. I had a small electric fire. And the first thing that went through my mind, these PSAs, help. I'm like, man, I'm not going to put any water on that electric fire because someone on the radio told me that that's a bad thing. So I just let it burn and the whole house went up. Damn it, I hate when that happens. Also, let's get into some of the wilder, more adventurous music rather than like these three chord dummies, old time rock and roll and New York Groove or whatever. This is I gotta look at the name pronunciation because it's Blitzabargeld from Einstein's in die Neubauten, and I can say that correctly, which means collapsing new buildings. And Tejo Terdo, and I think he might be Italian. And they did these couple records together, and they're so dark and wonderful. They're kind of like a cross between like a Serge Gainsbourg record, a Leonard Cohen record. They're just beautiful records. And this is a song called Bisogna Amore. And this is some new stuff. Zombo in your brain playing. Oh, and it's noon o'clock. Do you know where your brain is? It's right here.